Executive Secretary of the Coalition of Parents of Private Schools, Dr. Simon Gbene, has asked teachers to show leadership by going back to the negotiating table with government to find a common ground to settle whatever differences they have with the two-tier pension fund. Sharing his experiences with Radio Ghana on failures in managing such funds in Britain, North Carolina and Portugal, Dr. Gbene cautioned the striking teachers to let due diligence take precedence over any other interest in securing the future of pension schemes. He spoke to Naomi Kame.
This issue is a headache to all parents, and we are hoping that there will be an amicable solution to the situation, because there are occasions where solutions tend to be worse than the problems. And we think we are in a similar position now. If you look at what teachers are asking for currently and other workers about this fund management, my research has shown that it is always good for government to do due diligence before these funds are committed to private investors. Because currently we have a situation in North Carolina in the United States of Oklahoma where pension funds that were given for investment, they've lost $6.8 billion in the United States. And when you go through it, it was as a result of kickbacks, corruption, and all other things. So although workers have the right to have a say in the investment, they should give government chance to do due diligence before funds can be committed to any investment outside government. After all, as workers, if you go on pension, you no longer belong to your union. Everything falls back to government. So government has the priority to ensure that funds are properly invested so that workers get our due return, because it's a long-term investment. For example, somebody is 18 years today and he starts working. He will collect his pension 42 years to come. Therefore, whoever gets such investment, we must be sure that these people will invest it and invest it well. And it's only government that has that responsibility. The workers have the right to know how the investment is going. But they should also know that not every investor who calls himself investor is genuine, because I've started a case in North Carolina in 2011. Detroit, the pension fund went bankrupt. There are cases in the United Kingdom, cases in Peru, and other areas. So I will throw a word of caution to workers to be very careful about what is happening.
So how do you want them to tackle the issue?
First, sit down with government and understand the issues. That's the amount of money in the investment profile, the interest that they were due, and then have a memorandum of understanding of government that at least 2015, 2016, those going on pension, when this scheme will start working, government will commit to pay them as is due. And then in the long term, workers will then have patience to sit down with government and then do due diligence before funds are committed to any investor. Because the experience outside Ghana is overwhelming. Where even systems work, where laws work. And imagine Ghana, where a lot of things do not work. So this is my advice to workers. And the other issue I want to say, especially with this strike, is that in this material moment, where we are fighting to prevent entry of Ebola into this country, where cholera is a headache, and other issues, this is not the appropriate time for strike. So I will call for dialogue, because when there are issues, people must sit down and talk. And workers must remember that even in the scriptures, it's written that the hand that does not work does not eat. Therefore, if you embark on a strike which is illegal, then you should be prepared to face a government if you are not paid. Because I've always called that illegal strikes, nobody should be paid if the strikes are illegal. Because in the long run, it is the country that suffers. So this is my plea to workers and then government and to all others who can help resolve this issue.
Dr. Gbene asked government to stop pampering workers who go on strike illegally and apply punitive measures by either dismissing them or stop paying them for no work done.
Those who are on strike illegally, there's a law that determines the way strikes should go. If you didn't go through that procedure and you went on an illegal strike, then you should not be paid, because I've realized that government has become a bit complacent with this issue of strike. So that when workers decide that we'll go on strike, then they know they will not be paid. So it is that people will go on strike, sit down, and they are paid. It is only happening in Ghana. And we are all suffering, and we are saying government has no funds, we are suffering. And some of these illegalities, we go. Yeah, people have the right to go on strike, but full procedure. Because otherwise there will be chaos. And if there is chaos, it is only the strong people who will survive.